Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And welcome to the third hour, the hour of power on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. We're going to be having a guest in the bottom of the hour here, starting in about 20-25 minutes here, and he is going to be talking to us about heroes. That's right, the veterans, talking with heroes, with Bob Calvert. And Bob has been an effective man who has been going around our country, and he also has a blog talk radio as well. He is a Talking with Heroes host, and he supports our troops, and we appreciate him on the new talk radio host as he continues on with supporting the military, both the veterans and the current ones. And we appreciate all of our servicemen who are a part of this. And by the way, if you have any relationship with Talking with Heroes, if you've been on with Bob Calvert in the past, give me a call, 800-313-9443, and Bob would love to have heard that you are coming, that you have been affected by this. And by the way, those of you in the Tampa Bay area, there is a very special honoring of our veterans coming up, New Hope for Heroes concert, and it's here in the Clearwater area. This New Hope for Heroes campaign is a nonprofit foundation, and they're going to be hosting the Transformation, that's what it's called, by E. Lawrence Bakes. It's almost something like the Blue Man Group with music. It's a motivational music concert of the year, and it's own track honoring our veterans and fallen heroes, and charming its way through Florida and the U.S. It's powerful, passionate, and transforming. You can get free tickets for that in the Clearwater area. It's going to be tonight at, I believe, 7 o'clock, 7:30 or so, that it's going to be, and you can just go to newhopecampaign.org. That's newhopecampaign.org for more information about that. So we encourage you to do that, veterans, especially in the area. We want to honor you, and those of you who are pro-military absolutely want to do that as well. Well, we're first going to look at some of the news that we weren't able to get to in the first hour of our show. And by the way, hey, did you like Dr. Bill Urban in the second hour talking about the Islamization of America and their strategies? We're going to have him back in the very near future, continuing on with the world domination perspective of what they're doing through the Muslim Brotherhood, through the Islamization of Europe and other areas in the South, in Africa and throughout the world, as a matter of fact. We'll have him back, and he'll be talking about that. He is a scholar in this area, and we have certainly have appreciated him. And so if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to that second hour on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, we'll have that podcast up as soon as we can after the show, probably tonight or no later than tomorrow morning. And so we look forward to you just going to the website, writingtheright.com, downloading the podcast, and then being able to listen to it and share it with others. You could also listen to it live on my website by clicking Listen Live right there on the podcast page. And everything is right there at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T. We encourage you to go there to look about all of the things. We have all of the lineup for the week of 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time shows on the Republic Broadcasting Network. They're all lined up there. We have a survey. Is Obamacare good or bad for your family? You can just click on either good or bad and cast your vote as to what you think of it. We also have an opportunity for you to contribute to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, by clicking on the Gold Savings Club icon right there above our, right below the banner, and right above our name and our information there that we have, and on the home page. And you can exchange your paper dollars for real gold. So we encourage you to take a look and peruse our website, the podcasts. I have videos there when we were in Boston on Boston TV, where we talked about bringing revival back to our country through the churches in Boston, and we're seeing a lot of things happen there as well. Well, let's take a look at the book at the book right now, and that book is the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 7:17. As God has distributed to each one, so let him walk, or so let him live his life. God has distributed to us spiritual gifts. And in 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12 and Ephesians chapter 4, spiritual gifts are given to each person who knows Christ as their Savior. Those gifts may be hidden until you've trusted Christ alone for your eternal life, but they're available for us. Zig Ziglar even talks about it. He's a great positive man out there in the business world, inspiring people to do their very best. And he said we should never lessen the gifts and talents that God has given to us. Zig Ziglar, a fine Christian man himself, and he said never lessen the gifts and the talents that God has given to you. Never bemoan them, but use them. And when you use them and you serve others with those kinds of gifts and talents that God has given to you, you will feel refreshed. You will feel revived. You will feel inspired. Have you ever been in a sporting event where you were participating as one of the players, and after the game was over, after you won, you were just said, let's celebrate. Let's go get some ice cream, or let's do something special. I feel the same way after my three-hour show in the morning between 8 and 11 a.m. here in the Tan Talk Area Radio Network and the Republic Broadcasting Network in Florida, in the Clearwater, Tampa Bay area. I feel inspired. I feel I want to do something to celebrate the show because we met our goal of informing, of instructing, as well as inspiring you to action. And you can call in at 800-313-9443. To share any of your inspiration to action as well. What are you doing, or what are you discouraged about, or what are you concerned about in life? Well, I'll tell you this. The topic that we want to talk about this time is an article by Jeff Dickens. He is the Media Research Center's Deputy Research Director of Media Reality Check. And he wrote this as the title of his article, Liberals Behaving Badly. Political scandals the networks are hiding from you. Well, we have heard recently in the past week there was an indictment case against Republican Governor Rick Perry. That even liberals have described as weak is just the latest GOP controversy that the networks have jumped on to taint Republicans in the midterm election. In the 2014 campaign season, the big three, ABC, CBS, and NBC networks, have filled their programs with one GOP scandal after another. Here are some others. Congressman Trey Riddell's drug possession. The kissing Congressman Vance McAllister's affair. Oregon GOP Senate candidate Monica Waverly's alleged stalking of an ex-boyfriend. And Governor Chris Christie's Bridgegate were all controversies. These networks made sure that the viewers heard about them. But, and there's the but here, curiously, there have been other political scandals the networks have chosen to either bury or outright ignore. It just so happened that the politicians in trouble in those cases are Democrats. The big three networks that I mentioned, ABC, CBS, and NBC, the mainstream media, which Rush Limbaugh calls the lamestream media, so far have refused to report allegations of these four. Unethical behavior like Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid using campaign funds to pay $31,000 to his granddaughter. Or this one, allegations that Illinois Democratic Governor Pat Quinn using an anti-violence initiative as a slush fund. Or this one, embarrassment such as Iowa Democratic Senate candidate Bruce Braley, who mocked farmers in his home state. Or this one, Democratic Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Brett Hulsey making KKK hoods to give to Republicans. All have gone unreported by the big three networks. We'll tell you more about this after the break on the Glenn Papp Show, Riding the Right.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Glenn Papp Show on the Hour of Power, our third hour today. The time is coming up to 19 minutes after the hour in wherever you live at this point. We've been talking about the liberals behaving badly and political scandals the networks are hiding from you. They're definitely talking about the whenever a GOP has a scandal, but what about the ones unreported by the big three networks? Well, here's a rundown of some of the 2014 scandals just this year. Okay, just this year in 8 months involving Democrats that the big three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, have not chosen to air. Big three networks have chosen to bury them on their evening and their morning shows. Democrats engaged in potentially criminal or ethical behavior. How many of those do I have to share with you? I'll just give you the topics, because there are so many. There are eight here that have never been reported or reported so scantly that they moved on to the GOP ones only. Here's one. The Democratic Senator John Walsh drops out of the race after plagiarism scandal. Did you hear about that one? How about this Democratic one? Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid paid $31,000 in campaign funds to personally his granddaughter for a gift. How about this one? Democratic governor accused of turning anti-violence initiative into a slush fund. And that was Governor Pat Quinn of Illinois. How about this one? Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu charged campaign flight to taxpayers. Thank you very much, Senator Mary Landrieu, as she made headlines last November when she hitched a ride on Air Force One with President Obama, but chose not to attend his event in New Orleans. How about this one? New Jersey Democrat leaves Congress amid ethics probe. Representative Rob Anderson, Democrat of New Jersey, on that one. How about this one? Anti-gun Democrat accused of illegal arms trafficking. You haven't heard about that one in the press. How about this one? California State Democrat suspended by state Senate for corruption. Democratic State Senators Rob Wright and Ron Calderon joined Yee in being suspended by the California State Senate. How about this one? Charlotte mayor and friend of Barack goes down on bribery charges. And another one, the eighth one I've been just sharing with you. Child pornography charges filed against former Illinois Democratic state representative. What are we seeing here, my friend? What are we seeing here? We're seeing that Democrats engage in potentially criminal or ethical behavior not brought up, but any trivial to great ones like Governor Perry's situation brought up and sensationalized. How about these Democrats who are engaged in embarrassing behavior? Here's four more. Democrat running for U.S. Senate in Iowa insults the farmers. How about this one? Democratic congressman calls Clarence Thomas an Uncle Tom. How about this embarrassing behavior? Democrat candidate for mayor in New Jersey uses the N-word. And how about this one? Democratic candidate for governor in Wisconsin wants to make KKK hoods for Republicans. You hear much about these? Absolutely not. They're being stifled. They're not being done because they're Democrat. You'd think that our media is not political. They are the third arm of the Democratic Party. Why do I say third arm? Well, we've got the Muslim Brotherhood. We've got the czars that are there. And we've got the executive branch. And we have the media that are all pro-Obama and pro these things. But they will not talk about these political scandals. The networks will not talk about it because they're in bed with you-know-who, Barack Hussein Obama and his regime. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? What do you think about this also? Because we're going to be talking about Talking with Heroes military campaign by Bob Calvert at the bottom of the hour. What do you think of the way in which our Navy has been mothballed, has been diminished over 50%. How about all of our military not coming back and getting the proper care and rehabilitation services through the VA? This is a universal health care for the VA people. And last year, 500 of these veterans that came back could not even get an audience with a doctor, and they died before their doctor visit. What do you think of these anti-military thoughts from our Commander-in-Chief, Barack Hussein Obama? You can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll talk about it together. How about you? You willing to talk about it? You willing to admit that we have a major problem in this area? Join us. And I want you to definitely tune in when Bob Calvert calls in on Talking About Heroes, because he has a great testimony. A man who has had interviews with many people throughout our country. So far, over 213,000 people or watches have been made on their video episodes. That's exciting. And we're excited for what Bob Calvert is doing because he cares for his fellow veterans along the way. Cares better than our commander-in-chief does. How about the generals? How about the Defense Department? How about the Pentagon not standing up for their own military people but cowering down to Obama's directives and not being able to stand up? They say, well, that would be like standing up against the commander-in-chief, and he is our boss. But there is righteousness. There is civil disobedience that we do because we know what the right thing to do is. But to be a traitor to your own branch of of military service and not support your troops, anybody who has done that have been either fired or let go, or they've been told to resign from the military, whether it's in the Pentagon or whether it's a general in the Army. How about this past week? Two-star general in the Middle East war, perished in battle. Comes back to Arlington National Cemetery, and there's a funeral for him. Not one person in the Defense Department came. And tragically, not one person in the executive branch came to pay him homage. A two-star general. Not a lot of them around. The family was there, and some military friends were there, but not our government backing his work and his efforts. Well, God bless their family, and may he rest in peace in the process of all of this, this two-star general. What is the media covering? Did they rebuke Obama for not going and caring? Yet they'll come to a Ferguson situation where one man, a civilian, is killed in the line of duty by a policeman for having robbed, having attacked a policeman, robbed a store, and attacked a policeman, and busted up his eye very severely. He'll come to that because that's a political situation. That's a black and white issue. But it's not a black and white issue. It's the right and wrong issue. Let's get it right. That's what we're talking about in Righting the Right. A right and wrong issue. You know, we have this story that Tom DeLay, who was also bashed and almost impoverished by his attacks by the left, he brought out an article by hat tip to Jerome Corzi of WorldNet Daily. Tom DeLay said, "I tried to warn Perry." We'll share this story tomorrow on the Glenn Papp Show, the warning that Tom DeLay had on our first hour. But join me with the military, pro-military talk with Bob Calvert right after these important messages. Just talking with heroes on the Glenn Papp Show, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I was recently told that if people truly believe in what they are doing, they would not hesitate to ask for help, and I truly concur. United We Stand was the motto of the 13 colonies. It must be ours today, my friend. We must become a church united to see the restoration of America, to once again be a shining city on a hill, a beacon to guide the world. We must believe the impossible and embrace to challenge. What if David had cowered when Goliath challenged? What if Esther had refused her destiny? What if Samson had believed his indiscretions could halt the mighty power of God? What if Ronald Reagan had listened to his advisors and not uttered those now famous words, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down these walls"? What happens if we refuse our moment to win? Patrick Henry cried out to his fellows with these now famous words, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Like Patrick, it is time for us to become the patriots God has ordained us to be. The days of sitting on the sidelines waiting for others to stand have passed. It's our time, our calling, our glorious blessing to be chosen for such a time as this. We must unite to take back our nation. We must begin the quest of reclaiming our nation. If Satan can usurp what isn't his, then we can, as God's army, take back what God has given. Pastors, you have the opportunity to be the Black Robe Regiment of our day. Lead your flocks instead of sending your flocks. Embrace the moment. If you, the Christians of America, called by God, desire to be part of this effort to reclaim our heritage, contact us at The Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right, and let us know you desire to be a part of this united effort. We will begin the process of connecting the dots. With the aid of divine providence, we will prevail. Stand with The Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right, in prayer, in participation, in sponsorship, in monetary help and encouragement. Your generosity has paved the way to this point. Please help us again. Any gift would be welcomed. Prayers and encouragement will be a blessing. I believe in this mission, and I hope you will partner with us in reclaiming America. God bless you, and thank you for all you have done and what you will do in the future. For more, go to writingtheright.com. That's R-I-G-H-T, writingtheright.com. Thank you. My life verse is 1 Timothy 1:5. The goal of our instruction is love out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. My friend, God bless you. Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You could also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's The Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep righting the right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous.
We were warriors. We were made to be courageous. And we have the courageous veterans who have fought faithfully and loyalty for our country's freedom, for life, for liberty, and for the pursuit of happiness. And we thank them for their service. And I'm introducing to you Bob Calvert. Due to his four surgeries since his last trip to Iraq and Afghanistan, it became very clear about a year ago that we can continue trips overseas and embedding with troops, but that he would have to find a way to pay people as opposed to him not taking pay for the 8 years of doing this. And we totally understand, realize that he had found a new way to find and to fund the mission of talking with heroes. And in the process of putting this together, you could learn more about that. We're going to talk to Bob Calvert right now. Bob Calvert, Talking with Heroes. Welcome to the Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate you having me back on the air again. I appreciate what you do for our veterans, too.
Yes, we had a message. You were on in February, and that was on Tantalk Radio Network, and we have now expanded to the Republic Broadcasting Network and satellite radio, so even those who are in the armed forces all throughout the world could actually download this podcast in a day or so. Right from my site, writingtheright.com. Bob, you can be reached at bob@talkingwithheroes.com as well. There's another website, thankyouforyourservice.us. Tell us about that particular site, because we always say thank you for your service. Tell us about that site.
It's a news site, and I add stories every day. Sometimes I'll spend 5-6 hours at the computer just adding stories. All the stories come in from various sources, including the military, but also many organizations across the country, veterans groups, the VA themselves. They're all for, by, and about our troops, veterans, the families, military support groups, veterans groups, any issues that concern our military, veterans, or families.
That's great. Now, you're the editor of the online news and founder and host of Talking with Heroes show. What prompted you, what is about 8 years ago, to get involved with this and start this vision?
Actually, we go back to my first show aired December 2005. But okay. My motivation came from a couple of years before. I was a single parent in Kansas City, raised my daughter by myself. And at 18 years old, she kind of surprised me, actually very much surprised me, by enlisting in the Army. And I had no idea as a parent what to do. All I knew is parenting had changed. I ended up walking away from everything, Kansas City, moving by Fort Riley in Junction City, ended up getting a little apartment, and I was the only civilian in the building. So it was quite an interesting meeting people, talking to people, and one of the things I kept hearing over and over again, especially after that first deployment to Iraq, when soldiers started coming back from Fort Riley, was that they didn't hear anything hardly at all in the media about the good things they were doing over there. It was,
yes,
you know, the bad thing. And then I had another.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I had another friend I had met and from Fort Bragg, and he suggested I start a talk show. And, of course, I had no idea what he was talking about. And so that led me to talking with Heroes. I've been on the air now for since 05, and including 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan.
Well, that is fantastic. I'm sure you got a warm response for those people recognizing that what you were doing was you were representing media of people that were that are really pro-military and pro-Constitution and pro-America in this. And where these people, as you mentioned, the military coming home, they're not getting much support from the media. They're being shunned, just like the Vietnam War people were spit upon when they came back from Vietnam. And they're now starting to get the tribute due to them for their faithfulness, even though the political war didn't allow them to win that war. What were some of the general responses as you went to Afghanistan, as you went out into these places, and you had 8 different times that you've gone out already? What were some of the responses as you interviewed some of the troops?
Well, they were willing to document the progress that was going on, the schools, the hospitals, the roads that were being built. I went out with them. I spent more time outside the war than inside the war, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And basically would go into the villages with them, meet the local people. Mm-hmm. So they were very happy. I mean, I'd come back, and within a couple of months, I would be getting requests from another unit to come back over.
That's
and I wish I could continue doing that personally, but like you said in the beginning, it's actually 5 surgeries now, and I've got another one coming up.
Oh.
I've been kind of, you know, physically turned upside down as far as being able to go anywhere. However, we just, like you said earlier, we found new ways to do this. We have now a regular Thursday night program, and recently, about 3 months ago, I agreed to a strategic alliance with an alliance of well over now 20 military support groups across the country.
Awesome.
And they're mostly led by veterans. So we're interviewing all their members. That's the commitment we made until we've interviewed them all. And amazing stories, Glenn. I mean, just amazing to listen to what they're doing.
Sure.
In terms of alternatives from what the VA is doing in the military hospitals.
Well, we appreciate all of the work in Iraq and Afghanistan. Going into the villages, you're certainly what we would call from World War II a war correspondent, and bringing back these stories. And folks, you can read some of these stories at thankyouforyourservice.us. as well as going to his website, which is talkingwithheroes.com. Now, you need some help in funding this, so tell us how people can help you that are good listeners right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network and help you in Talking with Heroes, Bob.
Well, there's a donate button on talkingwithheroes.com and also a way on thankyouforyourservice.us. But we have found a new way to raise money. We're not fully launched yet, but we're basically, I'm personally going back to my roots at 67 years old to get off Social Security. There's really only one way I know how to do it, and that's free enterprise. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so we're starting a company. It's called shopamerica.us, and we've signed agreements with Made in America, companies with Made in America products and veteran-owned companies, and we'll be reselling for them through this new shopping mall with a unique fundraiser. And I'm amazed by how many nonprofits, military support groups across the country are already waiting, because they're going to be able to activate their own Shop America Mall, .us mall, and use it as a fundraiser. So I'm really excited. I hope we have found a way, you know, to get past the whole fundraising issues, but people can still make donations now if they want to, but sure. I'd like to get to a point, Glenn, where I don't have to ask people for money anymore. But we're, well, you know, because we're making it the old-fashioned way.
Our good listeners can go to shopamerica.us, and right there it has a pre-launch sign-up. It's talking about powering the American free enterprise spirit, selling for the purposes of taking the proceeds from this and specifically using them how?
Well, for the different military support groups, I mean, they're always raising money to do what they do, to bring,
exactly.
I mean, a lot of these R4 Alliance members, you know, these organizations, they're bringing out troops, veterans, to go on these kayak trips, fishing and hunting and camping, but they don't charge them anything. Mm-hmm. And so they have to pay for it, so they're all trying to raise money. I mean, this
sure.
is true of any nonprofit across the country.
Well, this is great. People can buy their products. It'll go toward the veterans to enhance their life and to encourage their hearts along the way. This is exciting. ShopAmerica.us is one of them. Folks, to learn more about the stories that Bob has had, and we're going to ask him for one or two stories in the final segment here, which is coming up shortly. One or two stories that really touched his heart concerning this. Tell us right before then, though, before our break, we got about a minute or so, or even less than that. Just tell us the situation with your daughter in the Army. Has she finished her term in the Army, or is she still in?
My daughter is no longer in the military. My son-in-law had two long Iraq deployments, a 12-month and a 15-month deployment, and he's out now, medically discharged. My brother is still in, though, and he's had an Afghanistan deployment, and he's now still in the military. He's planning on staying till he retires.
Well, that's amazing. It's great to have a family that you can understand and you can appreciate, and you're doing it for them as well as for our country military veterans. Thank you so much, Bob. We're going to have you back. He's going to tell a story or two of some of his interviews on the Glenn Pabst Show, Writing the Right, Republic Broadcasting Radio, right after this.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pabst, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pabst Show. I've coined the phrase, writing the right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I stands for integrity, the G for godliness, and now the H. The H stands for honor. Patriotism is expressing gratitude for our country. This begins by honoring our forefathers who fought for life, liberty, and the pursuit of of happiness. Through blood, sweat, and tears, we have what we have. Our freedom is unprecedented. Our opportunities are unprecedented. It's everyone's patriotic duty to honor. I stand in awe that I was born in this country. Most of us will not have to sacrifice what our forefathers did to free us. We must not only take an honorable stand, my friend, but we must also make a respectful charge to reform America with integrity and moral character. I'm Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network. With honor, let's keep righting the right.
Americans are fed up. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. Americans have had enough of politics as usual in Washington, D.C. NBC News senior political editor Mark Murray writes, two words sum up the mood of the nation. Fed up. 6 in 10 Americans are dissatisfied with the state of the U.S. economy, and more than 70% believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. In less than 3 months, we will be going to the polls again to elect the House of Representatives and 1/3 of the United States Senate. If you are tired of the status quo, educate yourself and others prior to Election Day. Get a copy of Liberty Council Action's Congressional Scorecard. It's yours free. Call today at 1-800-671-1776. Again, that number is 800-671-1776.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Glenn Pav Show for this day. It is 48 minutes after the hour right now on the Tan Talk Radio Network, as well as the Republic Broadcasting Network here. And this is the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, bringing our country back to the right of center. We are pro-military, and we have with us our special guest, a return guest from February of this year, Bob Calvert, Talking with Heroes. And you can go to thankyouforyourservice.us to learn about some of those interviews that he has. Bob, you went to Afghanistan and Iraq 8 times or so in the process. Give us a few of the stories from our brave soldiers out there that you could share with us on the air.
Okay. So there's so many stories. My mind is racing while I was listening to the commercial. Yeah. One of them that comes to mind immediately is a school in Anbar province. We were brought there with Minnesota National Guard before the search, and it was really bad in that whole area. But anyway, we got in, we came up to the school. Nobody, including the principal, would come in front of the camera. They were afraid for their lives. There were very few police, Iraqi police, anywhere. They'd been run off or killed or in hiding. But we got to go into school. We got to see the desks. I mean, the desks reminded me of the Western movies from years and years ago. Nothing like what our children have today in America. What was interesting, though, is a couple years later, I was back in Anbar province, and I realized that we weren't too far from that school, and I asked the soldiers we were with, that particular unit, then, if, you know, I told them about it, and so they took me there.
Really?
And it was amazing. This is after the surge, though. We walked up to the school, and the principal came out of the school building, smile on his face, and he said, "You came back. You came back."
How about
that? He was so thankful. And because all that resulted, that happened because of our men and women, because of the sacrifice. It's personally very sad to me to watch what's going on in Iraq today. I could go on and on about that, but those people just really need. You know, they're people just like us. They want to raise their families, earn a living, and they want peace. And certain people don't.
Well, Bob, I know you have so many different stories. That's inspirational. This is the good news of what our military are doing right there on the battlefields and in amongst all of the people that are there trying to seek freedom and justice for all. I have another capitalist opportunity for you. A suggestion for you. You got to write a book and share about 20 or 30 of these great stories in a book and then sell it on your shopping site. That would be great. And people would hear that.
I've had a number of people suggest that. And what we have done, what we're starting to do, I have all the video footage unedited on our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. And I looked the other day, over 240,000 have watched one or more videos. And, of course, that's free for everybody to watch. But we also, so far, we've taken the 2011 trip to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yes.
And some of the 2010, and we have it on DVD books. People can buy them on TalkingWithHeroes.com.
All right.
And it's all unedited. It was very well put together by the people that helped me do it. And eventually, I'd like to get them all the way back to 2006 on DVD.
That's awesome. TalkingWithHeroes.com is where Bob is sitting and residing there. You have a talk show, and tell us when that's aired and where it's aired.
It's on Thursday nights. It's on blogtalkradio.com/talkingwithheroes and the number one. Heroes is H-E-R-O-E-S. And what we've been doing, like, so far for the last 11 Thursday nights, 11 weeks, we have interviewed different members of R4Alliance.org, their members. And
yes,
we've got a long ways to go. Many military support groups I've worked with, some just recently, some years, they're applying for membership. It's long overdue. And we've
That's
got
awesome.
A lot of plans we're going to do. Like I said earlier, the stories that the leaders of these different organizations are sharing are just amazing. But
yes,
my daughter and her husband have experienced the benefits of one of these organizations, taking a whole family on a camping trip with other military
yes
families. The therapeutic effect of outdoor activities, recreation,
yes,
kayaking, fishing, hunting, and all that is just amazingly how it's really helping a lot of them. And we just need to get the word out so more military, more veterans and families know that these organizations are available to help them.
Yeah. This is essential because our military are coming home or they're even on the bases throughout the country, throughout the world, on the front lines, and we're hearing that every month some 20 military troops
yep
commit suicide. They need
exactly
to have normality in their lives, and these kinds of special events that you're sponsoring and that you're participating in, your daughter and your husband, you know, are involved in, is essential for bringing them back to a normal way of life and to bring them through this orientation back into society, because our America has changed by the time they get back sometimes after their stint in service, because it's changing so rapidly today through the political regimes of our head right now, our executive chief of staff, as well as our commander-in-chief, Barack Obama. We're seeing so many changes, and this is a great opportunity. These are good news things here. Bob Calvert, folks, you can go to TalkingWithHeroes.com. That's one site. This other site is ThankYouForYourService.us. And then a third site is the one, ShopAmerica.us, where you can support them by purchasing their things for their military profit in order to help these guys and gals who are dying and living for our country and have been affected for the rest of their lives for what they have seen, what they have done, and then for these places like Bob just described, this great, great one. Well, we only have about a minute or so left. I want you to give your last thoughts to our good listeners here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and the Glenn Papp Show, Writing the Right, Bob Calvert.
Well, I would encourage your listeners to listen to these shows that we've been doing for 11 weeks with the R4 Alliance members. They're heartwarming. They're great to hear. There are men and women that have served across the country, military families, and many of these you might find out are right in your community, right in your areas. And I know a lot of you that are into outdoor activity stuff, or, you know, hunting, fishing. There's a lot, kayaking, there's a lot of opportunity for you to get involved and help these organizations. At the same time, have fun. And
excellent.
So I would encourage that. Just go to R, the letter R, number 4alliance.org. You'll see a list of all their members, and then we can listen to the shows. You can find them on thankyouforyourservice.us. We have another one tonight. So I'm excited about this. This is a new development for us. I never saw it coming, but that's, in my world, that's how God works. You know, sometimes things come out of nowhere, and you just kind of hope you recognize yeah it and just act on it. That's what we did. And so
that's,
I'm glad we made that decision.
That's
to help
so
this organization and all their members.
That's so important, Bob. And thank you so much for your work with the veterans and for the current soldiers men and women who are fighting for the freedoms and justice for all. You can go to R4Alliance.org and see and hear some of these testimonies along the way. Feel free to take the podcast from the Glenn Pfaff Show, Righting the Right, and use it any way you want on any one of yours to attract and encourage people to support you. And also, folks, you can support by volunteering, as Bob has just said. Thank you, Bob. Continue on, and God bless you, and keep writing the right, my friend.
Thank you again, Glenn. God bless you, too. Thank you.
All righty. That was Bob Calvert of Talking with Heroes and talkingwithheroes.com. Thank you for your service.us and r4alliance.org as well. You can help in that area. Well, our time is gone for today. We appreciate you being with us. Tomorrow we'll be back at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Nation, My Christian Perspective on the News. Then on People, our call-in show with We the People listeners like yourself, talking about the issues that you're concerned about. And then on The Constitution, my continued study of the making of America. Until then, on behalf of our expert co-hosts, our faithful sponsors, today's guests, Dr. Bill Urban and Bob Calvert, studio engineer Sam, this is your Patriot host, Glenn Pfaff, saying to my bride of 38 years, Melanie, and to you, my listening friend, God bless you. Keep writing the right. May God bless America. May America bless God. And by all means, my prayer, may God save the U.S.A.
If you'd like to learn more about Righting the Right and the Glenn Pfaff Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pfaff, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.